Hi, Charles here from Nerd with a Phone Podcast, and you are listening to Tokyo Munchies Podcast, hosted by Kyle, here on the IndieBlastNetwork.com and on Anchor.fm. Stay tuned and get yourself some Tokyo Munchies!
Hey guys, welcome back to another Tokyo Munchies podcast, and welcome to Watashi Wednesday. So Watashi, we're going to use that for our Japanese word of the day, Watashi. Watashi, Watashi, Watashi. Watashi means I. So you can use it like this, like Watashi wa. So you say Watashi wa, that means I. And you can also use it like this, Watashi no. So Watashi no means in possession of. So you could say for a sentence, Watashi no biru desu. So that's my beer, or it's my beer. So Watashi no biru desu. It's my beer. So into the podcast, thank you always for Charles, Nerd of the Phone Podcast, for being such a damn legend. You're so nice, man. You're a legend. I love hearing from you. It was great chatting with you, and thank you for the interview of your podcast last week or so. It was really, really good. I want to get you on here soon, too, to have an interview of you, because you and I both share a lot of those similar interests. We both love Marvel, love Wolverine, Deadpool, Claws Out. Yeah, it's good value. So, and also, I got to mention IndieBlastNetwork.com. Nate at IndieBlastNetwork.com is really going above and beyond to above board, actually. I don't know how to say that idiom anymore because I've been living in Japan for too long. I'm losing my English. But Nate from the IndieBlast.com, the IndieBlastNetwork.com, he's been doing a lot of behind-the-work scenes to help us podcasters around the world share our podcasts with you good people. So definitely go over to IndieBlastNetwork.com and check out the group, a group of podcasters over there that we that he's been building. It's good stuff. So without further ado, I think we should get straight into the meat of this podcast right off the bat, off the center of it. So we've discussed the Watashi wa, the word of the day, in the Japanese word of the day. And we're going to go straight into the Japan news before we get to the candy, obviously. Because you have to get this stuff out of the way first because it's important. Japan news, top stories. Got one, two, three. We always cover the top three. I'm just going to go straight off the Google search, and then I'll go into the JapanNews.com just to make sure that I've got this covered. Right, off the search, Abe Shinzo, Shinzo Abe, the Japanese Prime Minister, he has said he is willing to accept postponement of Tokyo Games if virus keeps spreading. And news number three of that Google search was Canada says no athletes at Tokyo Games if not postponed. Well, the first Japanese news pretty much covered that. So, I mean, Canada said no, we're not sending athletes. Australia said no too, we're not sending athletes. And it's a little bit disappointing for Canada and Australia because it's the first time surfing has been in the Olympics as well as skateboarding. I'm a skateboarder, so that should be my priority, but Australia, we have a surfing culture. I'm not sure about Canada. I'm pretty sure they do too. But yeah, our surfers don't have a chance to shine in 2020, their first Olympics, but they'll be able to do it in 2021. It'll happen. And Japan news number three, Abe, Trump hold teleconference. Wow. We just pretty much covered that. Anyway, we'll go on the JapanNews.com and see what's cracking in there. This is always fun. This is a little bit more, obviously, Nihono focused, so Japanese focused. Asanoyama, unanimously promoted to Ozeki. Man, it's embarrassing. I've been living here for a while. I should know what this means. So Asanoyama, he's a sumo wrestler, and he's been promoted to the rank of Ozeki. So just a quick rundown on that. Sekiwaki Asanoyama has been promoted to sumo's second highest rank of Ozeki for the next tournament. The Japan Sumo Association unanimously decided in a special meeting in Osaka on Wednesday. The 26-year-old Asanoyama, born Hiroki Ishibashi in Toyama Prefecture will debut in the rank during the next sumo tournament, I'm guessing. Right. Man, there's some Japanese names are so tricky, and especially when they change them like that. So, his name is now Sekiwake Asanoyama, and he's been promoted to Ozeki, which is the second highest ranking in sumo. And he's 26 years old, and he was born in Toyama Prefecture. And what was that? His birth name was Hiroki Ishibashi. I don't know why they change their names for. I'm going to have to jump into that and do a little bit of research, but yeah, that's Japan news number one, when we're getting right into the meat of the Japanese news here. Here we go, number two. Sharp produces masks at liquid crystal panel plant. That's a bit of a mouthful there, eh? If you read that incorrectly, just like if you looked at it quickly, Sharp products, masks, liquid crystal plant. This comes off a little bit ambiguous. But anyway, so Sharp, the company, is producing masks at a liquid crystal panel plant, which is pretty interesting. The Sharp Corp began manufacturing masks at its liquid crystal panel plant in Takimiya Prefecture on Tuesday due to increased demand for masks caused by the epidemic. The electric company plans to produce 150,000 masks a day. Holy snapping cats! 150,000 masks a day. And ship them from the end of this month. The price has not been determined. Man, like, I know Sharp is a major company. I operate a couple of small companies, but 150,000 units a day. Whoa, that's working overtime there, but good job, Sharp. Thank you for using your liquid crystal panel plant to produce masks to protect people from the beep. It's good value. Good job. It's a positive. And the last one, Japan news number three. People given 15 seconds to watch the Olympic flame in Fukushima. Hey, wow. You got 15 seconds, mate. Have a look at that flame and then on your bike, off you go. Come on, move. That's how it is. I remember years and years ago, Tutankhamun's mask was brought to Ueno Museum. And people, there are hundreds or thousands of people lined up to see Tutankhamun's mask, and you've got about 10 seconds to look at it. That's it. And if you don't move along, there's going to be a guard there, like pushing you gently along, not touching you, but gently suggesting you move. And the person behind you is giving you a bit of a shove, like, come on, move. You've had your 10 seconds, move. Anyway, so Japan news number three, people given 15 seconds to watch the Olympic flame in Fukushima. Fukushima, the Olympic flame, which was making its pilgrimage through Fukushima, an area devastated by the Great East Japan earthquake, as a symbol of its reconstruction, was exhibited Tuesday at the east exit of JR Fukushima Station to prevent infection with beep. Officials formally forced or advised people, like, you got 15 seconds, look at that fire and that little secure bronze cauldron thing, and move along. So, right, we've got some positive news in there and some negative, but most of it is fairly positive. That's pretty much the Japan news for today. We're going to break right now to a commercial break with some of our sponsors which are coming up, which is pretty exciting. So, stay tuned and have a listen to this, and I'll be back in 1 minute.
There are 24 hours in a day. One third of the day is spent in bed. Now why not be in the most comfortable you can get? Layla mattresses are more than just a foam mattress. They are copper infused and flippable. That's right, flippable. If you like a harder mattress, use one side. If you like a softer mattress, flip it over and voila. And the great thing about Layla is getting to try it out for 120 nights. That's right, 4 months. And if you decide that you don't like the mattress, Layla will pick up the cost of shipping it back and give you a full refund. Layla also offers bamboo sheets, weighted blankets, and memory foam pillows. And if you act soon, you can take advantage of their spring sale. $150 off a mattress and 2 free pillows. That's a $300 value. Plus, they are offering $30 to $50 off accessories. If you would like to take advantage of this great deal, simply follow the link in the show notes to let them know we sent you and to help support the show. Layla Sleep, thoughtfully designed for the most cool, clean, comfortable sleep imaginable.
And welcome back, guys. Anyway, so thank you again from Nate from IndieBlastNetwork.com. Nate's been working hard, and it's not sponsorship, it's advertising. So we're working with advertisers now through the IndieBlastNetwork.com website. We'll be working with companies that want to advertise in our podcasts. And yeah, please go check out Layla Sleep Mattresses. They're great. So they have a spring sale on right now. It's a $300 deal. You get $150 off the mattress plus two free premium pillows. So, and $30 to $50 off, $30 to $50 off accessories. So you buy more, you save more. They thank you, Nate, from the Indie Blast Network. You're a nice guy, mate. You're a legend. So we'll keep moving on and into the next part of the Tokyo Munchies podcast. You know we have to cover the weather, because it's just something we can cover very quickly, and it's always important because you want to know what it's like over here in Tokyo. It's pretty nice over here actually right now. So here we go, the Tokyo weather. Because I'm in Tokyo, I'm not covering the Japan weather because that's way too much. That'll take probably 4 or 5 hours. So the Tokyo weather. Today it is Wednesday in Tokyo. It is 1:45 p.m. Weather outside is clear. It's a lovely clear blue sky out there. This transitional period between winter and spring, you still got those really beautiful, beautiful sunny clear days, so it's really nice outside. Temperature is like 14 degrees Celsius, in the Fahrenheit for you friends over there in the US of A, 57 degrees Fahrenheit. Always scares me, man. Like, if I hear 57 degrees in Australia, I'm pretty much like, right, I'm gonna get inside the freezer right now, I'm gonna lock a door, don't bother me. Because 57 degrees in Australia, that's cooking temperature, baby. That's where you have your barbecue at. But yeah, it's a lovely 14 degrees Celsius here in Tokyo, Japan. Precipitation is at 10%. And I know it's been a long time, and I know you like it, but precipitation, that fancy word for rain. Yeah, precipitation, there's a 10% chance of it going to rain today. I highly doubt that, because it's cracker day out there. Humidity is at a moderate 29%, and wind speed's 2 miles per second, or whatever the MS means. I'm pretty sure Google that. I've been looking at this for a couple of years now. So that is pretty much the Tokyo weather, and we don't have to worry about looking at the 3-day forecast. It's not important. So on to the next part, guys. We'll go into another bit of breaking Japanese news, because it is important. So, as I mentioned in the earlier part of the podcast, where Abe had a conference call with the IOC, and they are pretty much going to postpone the Olympics to 2021, which a lot of us saw it coming. A lot of us were hopeful it wouldn't happen, but apparently it looks like it's pretty much on the cards. As I mentioned earlier, Canada is not going to send their Olympic team, Australia is not going to send their Olympic team. A few other countries in the world have stated they don't want to send their Olympic team to Japan during this beeping situation. And those are not cuss words, those are just, as I mentioned in the last podcast, or the one before that, not going to mention the elephant in the room. There's positive, happy vibes here. So, with that being all said and done, into a little bit of the Tokyo Munchies, what have we got going on? So, I've got a small cachet of these really, really cool Coca-Cola bottles. They're a special limited edition 2020 Tokyo Olympics Coca-Cola bottle. Man, I'm flubbing my words today. So, it's what makes these guys really unique, apart from being a special limited edition, is they're a slimline aluminium Coke bottle, which I don't see these anywhere else. And yeah, it's a slimline aluminium Coke bottle. I think it's 250 milliliters. Oh no, it's 100 milliliters. Sorry about that. It's a small guy. But what makes these guys really unique is it's got the Coca-Cola branding all over it. It's got the Olympic colors for the rings on it. It has the Olympic rings on it, worldwide partner. and it's got Tokyo 2020 written on it in big letters on the front. So this is gonna be a very, very rare thing to get, because it's the Tokyo 2020 Olympics Coca-Cola bottle. It's a slim aluminium one too. Plus, the Tokyo 2020 Olympics are now postponed, and they won't happen again till, I think, mid-summer next year in 2021. But, so, if you're interested in this, I'm going to put a few of these up on my shop. These are probably selling for a premium right now. I'm going to keep the price down a little bit for you guys. But this is going to be like the bugbear in the room in your Coca-Cola collection, because someone will walk in and see your Coke collection and they'll see that bottle and say, "Hey man, Tokyo Olympics didn't happen in 2020, it was 2021. But no, it was meant to happen, it was just the game that never was. The game that never was. It reminds me of a Metallica song. But yeah, I'm going to have a few of these up available on the Tokyo Munchies store, so if you want one, jump on there. I won't put them up today, I'll put them up later tonight or tomorrow. But yeah, this will be an interesting piece to have in your collection. And another point in connection with that, Abe has stipulated to the IOC that companies that have already made products with Tokyo 2020 on their products, the Tokyo 2021 Olympics will still be officially known as the Tokyo 2020 Olympics. So it's Japanese saving a little bit of face there. It's like, okay, we're bowing down to international pressure. We're trying to think sensibly here. We want to work with you guys. But come on, please just let this be known as the Tokyo 2020 Olympics. Because so many suppliers, sponsors, businesses around the world have lost an absolute ass ton of money in sponsorship deals and product placement and stuff due to the beep. So Japan has stipulated, like, come on, please let this be officially known as the Tokyo 2020 Olympics, so companies can still sell their products and advertising as the Tokyo 2020 Olympics. So I'm going to be keeping this bottle. I should be keeping a stock of these bottles, so if you want one, come and get one. And I'm going to be keeping my eyes peeled to see if these companies actually produce Tokyo 2021 products, which will be an interesting one to have in your collection. With that being said, guys, I think it's time for me to have a quick break, because I have to deal with a message from somebody, and I've got incoming call as well coming on, thank you. After this quick break, we'll be back talking about the rest of what's going on here in Japan. Love ya, and see you soon.
Need something delivered? Do you need dinner? Groceries? Did you forget to stop and buy that bottle of tequila? Postmates is here for you. If you haven't tried Postmates before, we have a great deal for you. Just by setting up a new account and using the code INDIEFOOD, you will be eligible for $100 in delivery fee credits for the first 7 days of your membership. Don't wait. Go to Postmates.com and use the code INDIEFOOD. That's INDIEFOOD. Postmates. Anything, anytime, anywhere. Postmate it.
Awesome. Thank you, Nate, and thank you, Postmates. So, guys, go check out Postmates. It's an awesome company. You'll get everything you need. If you miss it in the shops, get it from Postmates. They're a rad company, as Nate explained just before in that commercial break. Anyway, so to break this podcast up a little bit, I'm going to take a quick walk in my garden with Kyle while sitting in the pool. But we won't be sitting in the pool just yet, because it's still pretty chilly out here. So here we go. Outside, we'll walk up to here. Alright, in the garden, what have we got going on here? In the far right-hand corner, I've got my old snowboard bindings there. That's going to go in the bin. It's hard to throw stuff away like this in Japan, because they have non-burnable and burnable products. And I'm pretty sure plastic snowboard bindings with metal bolts is non-burnable, so I have to try to find the right day to throw that away. In that same corner, I've got my little celery plant. He's going pretty good. I harvest him. He's the first one I actually grew in my little garden here in Tokyo. He's the first one I grew from store-bought celery, and I harvested him the other day and ate it, and it was so good. It's so good eating fully organic product grown by yourself. There's no chemicals, there's no additives, there's nothing but just water and sunlight. He's doing pretty good. I harvest him pretty hard, but he's still shooting through. I'll have some new celery from him soon. Continuing in this corner, the rosemary plant is firing back. Yep, I cut the hell out of this last season because going into winter, rosemary apparently doesn't like winter. So I cut it back severely, and now it's shooting back nicely. The pak choy has gone totally batshit crazy. I don't know what's going on there. It's flowering like a madman. It's stretching up to almost 2 meters tall. All the leaves have fallen off, so there's nothing to eat on it. But we'll see what happens with that. Next to him is my two new little celery guys in there. They're going really hardcore. Very good. I'll be eating you soon. I'm going over here near the gate. Let me check the gate. Yeah, there's nothing happening over there. The gate's fine. There's a bit of rubbish in the corner. The camellia tree. Give you a bit of a shake. See what falls out. Nothing. That's all good. Gotta clean that up. Man, camellias drop flowers like I drop mistakes in my podcasts, but they're still beautiful. In the far corner where Mr. Fern was with his harem is nothing. Oh, there is a little fern coming back. That's very nice. Hopefully I can protect him this time. I'll put a little fence up around him. Right, and over in the other corner there's absolutely nothing. Over in this corner there's just a bit of a hose and the air conditioner unit. That's it. As I said, it's still cold here, so the pool will not be put up, not for at least another month or so. Then, yeah, that is walking in my garden with Kyle while sitting in the pool. I'm going to cut to just one of my classic favourite ad breaks now, because I've got a lot of messages coming in. I've got a couple of people wanting some munchie packs and a couple of people wanting the Coke bottle, so let me go answer these guys, and I'll come back shortly after this commercial.
They mostly come at night.
They mostly come at night. Mostly. Just like our podcast. And possibly the Tokyo Munchies box that you ordered. I'm not really sure. I'm not sure if your postman delivers in the middle of the night. But anyway, back into the podcast, guys. And we're talking about the serious stuff now. We're talking about Tokyo Munchies. What we've been waiting for this whole podcast. So, the Munchies pack. I just shipped a couple off to Australia just then. And, man, this is fun. This is really good fun. So, one of my customers in Australia, they requested, can we have, like, more savoury and less, like, toy candy type of stuff? And that's possible, that's doable, 100% doable. So I packed them up all the most like awesome Japanese savory stuff you can get, like these really really cool wasabi rice crackers, which, man, they're wasabi but they don't rock your socks off, they're still nice. And I found these couple of pretzels flavors which were freaking awesome. One of them was a karaage flavored pretz. Now, I'll just explain this a little bit slowly. Pretz is similar to pocky. It's like a stick, but it's like a biscuit stick, but in this case, it's like a cracker stick. And karaage is roast chicken, like similar to KFC chicken pieces. It's like a deep fried roast chicken flavored snack stick. So I found that for them. So I loaded up on a heap of them, shipped them off them, and also they had pizza-flavored ones as well, and I tried both of these before I sent them. I didn't send them the ones I tried, obviously, because I ate them, but I sent them new boxes, and like the Pretz Karaage and the Pretz Pizzles were they come to bit the pay the chat. They're the I can't think of any Latin or French to say, but Nihongo, Japanese, be cho oishi, or my cha-cha oishi. Oishi, Japanese word of the day. Oh, there's two in here for this podcast. Japanese word of the day, oishi. Oishi means yummy or delicious. So that was in the Munchie Pack. So this Munchie Pack was tailor-made just for this great customer I have in Australia. They said, load me up of all the savory, cut back on my candy, give me savory, give me chocolate, and that's what they got. So jump on Tokyo Munchies on our website. The link is in the description. And get a Munchie Pack. And when you order, you can make like a message, a note to me, and tell me if you want something Man, I'm having a bad day speaking. Tell me if you want something specific. If you want Almond Crush Pocky or Normal Pocky or Strawberry Pocky or Pretz Karaage or anything you want. Anything you want, I can hook you up. Let me hook you up because I'm the sugar pusher, baby. I push sugar and snacks and candy and chocolate. I do this every day. I love it. So, yeah, Munchie Pack, 20 of the best Japanese snacks for 2020 to help you get through your quarantine. And it's all safe, guys. I don't want to talk about it, but it's all safe. Everything is quarantine, sanitized, packed in our sanitized office. It's not scary. You're going to get a box of beautiful Japanese candy with a handwritten origami note from me. So jump on Tokyo Munchies and get yourself a Munchie Pack today and enjoy your time in your home, which I'm really sad to say, it's a thing. And also on the Munchies, we still have the Sakura Packs. I've got a couple of people interested in them and it's a little bit, the people that email me, I'm like, it's on the shop, it's free shipping, it's $19.95 anywhere in the world. And yeah, it's the Pocky Pack, the limited edition Sakura Pocky Pack, the Blanchell Sakura mini chocolate biscuits, and the mint. Plus, I'll throw in a free gift, and you get your origami note from us in Japan. So, either get on Tokyo Munchies and grab yourself a Munchie Pack. If it's a little bit too expensive for you, you can get a medium Munchie Pack, which is half the size of our standard Munchie Pack. Or grab one of the Sakura Packs while you can, because, as I said, I've only got two of them. I've been sourcing, I've been looking, I've been digging, and they're really hard to find any more of the stock. So jump on there, grab that. I might break it up, so if you want just the Sakura Pocky, I can probably do that for you. You'll have to message me or email me and we'll chat. But yeah, that's the Tokyo Munchies, and it's good value. Anyway, moving on, a little bit different on the Tokyo Munchies scale here, but we're still going to talk about it because it's still a fantastic thing that I found. Went shopping a couple of weeks ago in Tabata, in Georges. Georges is like a really, pseudo, funky, natural, all-organic, gluten-free type of shop. And I spotted this thing, and it's Avonaise. It's mayonnaise made with avocado, and it's gluten-free and it's vegan. And this is the original flavor, and wow, man, it was super good. I messaged these guys and said, man, that is off the chops, really, really tasty. I'll give you a breakdown on this. So ingredients, water, avocado oil, avocados, olive oil, lemon powder, organic apple cider, sea salt, organic gram rosemary extract, and absorbic vitamin C. This is distributed by Avonaise Foods in West Barnstable, Massachusetts. It's really, really good, guys. It's nice. This is not like your typical mayonnaise, so if you're gonna try this stuff out, don't go mayonnaise crazy and just like dump the whole load onto a piece of fish. You want to just use like half your normal mayonnaise servings. Jars come in like a 340 gram jar, and really, really beautiful design. It's really, really nice looking product. I don't normally go gluten free or vegan. Well, obviously not, because I'm eating Japanese candy and snacks and karaage, the deep fried chicken, and the sushi and the sashimi and the tempura and the monja. But I love avocado, I love mayonnaise, and you mix two of the best things that you love together, like this podcast and Tokyo Munchies, then you're on gold. And yeah, definitely, guys, go to Avonaise. Where's your website? Right there. Avonaise.com. I'll put that website in the link too. I'll put the link in my description at the end of this podcast too. Definitely go check those guys out and get yourself a jar of Avonaise. They're really super friendly guys to talk with. Check out their Instagram, their Twitter, their Tumblr, their Pinterest, their Facebook page. Really nice product. It's not Japanese, but it's sold in Japan, and damn, it's good. Really, really good. So get yourself a jar of Avonaise today. And we're going to wrap up the rest of this podcast now because it's getting a little bit lengthy, and I want to keep it pretty much within the 30-minute mark for you guys. So, shout-out time. JapanRamenBox.com. JapanRamenBox. Get instant Japanese ramen delivered directly to your door worldwide. We have three different plans. We have the small plan, the regular plan, and the family plan. So go to JapanRamenBox.com. Check out their subscription service there. You can subscribe to the three plans I just mentioned. All of the ramen is sourced directly in Japan, and it's sourced all the way from Hokkaido down to Okinawa. Small plan is $19.90 USD a month. You get four full-size ramen every single month delivered to your door. If you subscribe on the 1st of April, it'll ship 2 weeks later from Japan, so you'll get it in about 4 weeks' time. And it'll be sent to your door directly, and you'll be getting a box every single month on or around the same date every single month. And guys, it's a subscription plan, so if you pay on the 1st of April, you'll be charged on the 1st of May, and you'll be charged on the 1st of June. But every single month, you'll be getting that box on the same date, on or around the same date, but you'll be charged because on the same dates, because it's a subscription plan. So as I said, the small plan is four full-size Japanese instant ramen noodles for $19.90 US dollars a month. The regular plan is $29.90 a month USD. You get seven full-size instant Japanese ramen noodles. And the family plan is $49.90 a month USD. But you get 12 full-size instant Japanese ramen noodles sent directly to your door. So if you can't go out and you don't want to go out, then let us bring Japan to you. We will ship it to you. And when you subscribe, so subscribe to Japan Ramen Box today and enjoy getting a box of exclusive Japanese ramen at your house every month. Anyway, we're gonna move on. I'm gonna talk about my little baby Tensucker Sports again. What have we got going on here? So at Tensucker Sports, and let me just pull up the website, just because I've got a lot of stuff going on. I've got Tokyo Munchies, I've got Tensucker Sports, I've got Japan Ramen Box, here we go. So on Tensucker Sports, I've got a couple of interesting items on the shop, which I'm gonna move over to a different store. I've got Race Car William 1 baby t-shirts. My son, he's 5 years old, and he said to me, "What are you doing?" And I said to him, "I'm making a company, what are you doing?" And he was like, "Oh, I don't know." I'm like, so I said to him, "Do you want a company?" He said, "Yes." So I made him this company called Race Car William 1. So that's on the Tensucker Sports shop right now. I'm going to move that over to a dedicated standalone shop just for him. But into the Tensucker Sports, we've got the... Let's go into the tennis collection. The tennis collection is nice. So in the tennis collection, guys, Tensucker Sports is aimed at all sports, but our core sports values are tennis, and then we go into golf, basketball, so what? But in the Tensucker Sports, like, our sports tech t-shirts are probably... I play a lot of sports, and nothing feels worse than wearing a 100% cotton or a cotton poly mix shirt when you're out in the court in the middle of summer and you're sweating balls and it's just sticky and nasty. So if you go on the Tensucker Sports, the link is in the description as well. If you play a lot of sports, you're outside, you're pretty active, try one of our Sports Tech t-shirts. Sports Tech is like really, really nice. It feels really silky, and it's breathable, and it's wickable, and it dries super fast. And it doesn't hold odors like wearing a cotton shirt or something else does. It's really lightweight, and it feels really, really good to wear. And it's from Tensucker Sports. Ten Sucker Sports, take your game higher. So we've got that in the tennis collection. Also, we've got Ten Sucker Sports tennis balls in there, obviously, because it's tennis. We've got a little bit of a limited edition Ten Sucker Sports tank top. Generally, you don't see many people wearing tank tops on court. Tank top is, I think, a cotton poly blend, but because it's a tank top, because it's open and breathable, it feels really good to wear. And it's our limited edition big Ten Sucker logo on it. And rather than having the Japanese flag, the red dot, for our normal Ten Sucker logo, I've changed it to a tennis ball because it just looks cool. So go check out Ten Sucker Sports. Get yourself a hat, a tennis ball, a shirt, whatever you want, a beach towel. We've got Nike backpacks. We've got lots of cool stuff going on there. So check out Ten Sucker Sports. And I'm pretty sure that is the cut and thrust, the end of our podcast for today. So just to recap, go check out indieblast.net, indieblastnetwork.com, and you can access our podcast and the rest of the guys' podcasts on there very easily. Check out Nerd of the Phones podcast, he's a lovely guy. And also, this is a bit of a random one, Donut Operator on YouTube. He's a former US military, he's former SWAT cop, but I watch his YouTube channels every single day. I love watching his channels. He is so funny. He is a cool guy. He breaks down police videos all the time. He's always talking about some cool stuff. So go check out Donut Operator on YouTube. Subscribe to his YouTube channel and enjoy his videos. They're good value. So with that, this is Kyle from Tokyo Munchies signing off. If you've got the munchies, we've got the munchies. Tokyo Munchies.